The following tape recording for Astronomical Sounds has been made at the National Radio Astronomy Observatory in Greenbank, West Virginia. It consists of several types of sounds. The first set of recordings are those of the radio signals received from pulsars. This is followed by the recording of the radio noise from the planet Jupiter, and then a recording of radio signals from the Sun. Let me just point out that the first three pulsars you will hear will sound like very discrete pulses following one another without any sounds in between them. This is because the receiver levels were set so that the normal signals produced by the radio receiver itself, the so-called noise, has been suppressed. The pulses, therefore, only come through above a certain level, and this contrasts rather sharply with the second batch of three pulsars, whose sounds are included on this tape, which are recorded together with the noise produced by the radio receiver itself. This is partly because the pulsars in question were much weaker, the signals were a much weaker intensity, therefore it was not so easy to suppress the normal noise made by the receiver. The second batch, in fact, is more generally representative of the type of signals produced by pulsars. In fact, the first three pulsar recordings you will hear are unique in that the pulsars responsible at the time were, at the times of their recordings, very strong radio transmitters. The intensity of the radio signals from pulsars varies rather drastically from day to day and even from hour to hour. So these are fairly unique recordings. In the recording of the radio signals from the Sun and Jupiter, you will also hear the so-called receiver noise, which is inherent in all radio astronomy systems. This so-called receiver noise is identical to the noise you hear on television channels of your television receiver when you're tuned to a channel on which no station is being received, and it's the same as the type of noise you hear on FM receivers. All electronic amplifying systems, all radio sets produce their own noise, and the radio signals from outer space have similar characteristics and usually sound like noise as well, except that one can detect them because the noise level increases in the radio set.